In 5 Years, by Bradley Beck. Disruptions happen in life all the time. It is what makes the human condition interesting. The question I will ask myself when something happens is, how will I react to the disruption? Did I do enough preparation prior to the event so that I can calmly react, or am I in DEFCON 1 mode? The worst part of a disruption is not knowing how long it will last and what its impact will be. Yet, if you are prepared, it will not matter. When the lab leak happened in Wuhan, China, known as COVID-19, the virus that escaped shut down the world. I thought I was prepared with my bug-out bag and a few weeks' worth of water and food that was for my emergency preparation. I had not prepared for the right disaster. During that time, only so-called essential workers were allowed to go to work. I ignored it. I would go to my office when others did not. Rather than become a couch creature staring at a big screen, I invested in myself by reading more and staying socially connected. I am a member of Jeffrey Gitomer's Insider Club, a group of business people who subscribe to a monthly online meeting to discuss the best business practices, sales tactics, and strategies. When the shutdown happened, Gitomer shifted his business to what he practiced for years, giving value first. He started the 959 Club. Every day during the pandemic at 9:59 a.m. Eastern Time, Jeffrey Gitomer started streaming live on various social media platforms. I never missed a day. This daily gathering was a lifesaver, which helped countless business professionals get over the trauma of not being able to make a sale or physically go to work. Rather than listen to the so-called experts and be physically distanced, our group came together to be present. There is plenty of negative to remember about this period of death, despair, and lies. I choose to remember the relationships and skills I built because of this situation. Here are just a few. I learned how to use Zoom and other virtual platforms to communicate and stay in touch with customers, friends, and family. Learning this skill improved my understanding of how to be a better online communicator. For instance, having clearer sound by using a better microphone. Sufficient lighting was key to better illumination, as well as a pleasant backdrop that demonstrated I respected the person I was talking with. There were no unmade beds or messy rooms in my background. These are all important elements when you are sharing an idea or demonstrating attention to detail when online. The experience forged lasting relationships with a group of fellow salesmen who lived in the local area. We met in person and began a mastermind group to help each other overcome obstacles, hold each other accountable for our goals, learn, read, and then discuss books that would help make us better. The best reward for this effort is that we have become friends and advocates for our mutual success and meet to this day. Out of adversity, this worldwide event made many panic and become proficient at watching television or worrying about their future. Like many people I knew, I took this opportunity to realize that if you can invest your time in preparation, you can find new paths to success. It was a challenge at first to adapt to this new way of staying engaged. Yet with persistence and determination, I became proficient at new skills, and I was able to persevere in this lifestyle change. As an example, 5 years ago, artificial intelligence, AI, was not as developed or as useful in our daily lives. Today, you use it daily without noticing it. AI can be found in a word processing program, such as the one I am using to write this essay to improve my productivity, spelling, or AI filters to help manage my email by prioritizing and organizing them. You can use simple AI programs to help with your calendar management, task tracking, and smart controls to manage your lights, thermostat, and security system. When I started in business, I used an analog paper navigation device known as a map. Now, I cannot think of going somewhere without using a GPS app to find an optimal way to get to a destination and know how long it will take to get there. We use AI technology without thinking about it or realizing its presence in our daily communication via smartphones, our security via facial recognition, or health monitoring through useful health data on wearable devices. These AI applications save time and help individuals become more productive in their lives. Ask yourself how well prepared you are for the inevitable shifting landscape. Start now to gain excellence in your field of work or a skill in which you need to be proficient. That way, when change happens, you will be in command of your situation rather than change being in command of you. A classic Aesop fable tells of an ant and the grasshopper. During the hot summer, the hardworking ant diligently gathers food for the winter, while the grasshopper spends his time singing and enjoying the sunshine. When winter arrives, the ant is well prepared with plenty of food in reserve. The grasshopper is left cold, hungry, and its survival is left in the balance. The moral being, prepare now for the future during times of abundance to ensure your success during the difficult times that are sure to come. How well you react will be apparent by how well you are prepared. The clock has already started on the next 5 years.